Hi, Mark Raviski here for Parables That Preach, a podcast for preachers. Today is Friday, May 10th, 2024, and this is episode 89, entitled Know-It-All. There was a small town that was experiencing a trial. Because it was a small town, everybody knew everybody, and they all gathered in the courtroom the first day. The prosecuting attorney began by calling his first witness. It was an elderly lady who had been in the town her entire life. As she sat down at the stand and took her oath, the prosecuting attorney asked her, "Ma'am, do you know who I am?" She said, "Yes, I've known you since you were a little boy. You were born and raised in this town, and quite frankly, you're a big disappointment. You often cheat on your wife. You're known to go around town chasing hussies in the bar. You're just somebody who has never been honest. You can't win any of the trials that you take on. You're a big disappointment." The crowd was hushed in stunned silence at all of these comments. The attorney then pointed to the defense attorney, said, "Do you know the defense attorney?" "Well, yes, I know him. He grew up in this town as well, and he's also a big disappointment. He's often spending his money down at the dog tracks. He's wasting money gambling all the time. He's also cheating on his wife, and he's never won a good court case at all." The crowd started to murmur among themselves at all these revelations, and the judge slammed his gavel down on the bench real quick to silence everybody. At that, the judge called forward both the defense attorney and the prosecuting attorney, and he said, "If either one of you ask her if she knows me, you'll both be in jail before you know what happens to you." Know-it-alls. We've all had them in our lives. Maybe it's you, maybe it's a family member, or it's a friend. They can be frustrating, especially when they really don't know it all. But we worship the God who does know all. If you're looking for purpose, meaning, direction, guardrails for your life, it begins by knowing the God who knows all. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10 says, "Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." If you want to live a life that is wise, choose to fear the God who knows all. This has been Mark Raviski. For Parables That Preach, until next time, preach the word.